Surrounded by tangles of burned metal and charred trees, Cliff Bentz surveys the destruction of the Almeda Drive fire at a mobile home park in Phoenix, Oregon.
Well, this is one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
Thousands of people were displaced in the September fire, and three were killed. Bentz says he's seen similar damage in Northern California, where friends have lost homes in recent years.
So, sadly, I'm familiar with this, but never this graphic.
Bentz is the Republican candidate in this race. As a former senator in the Oregon legislature, he says he's learning how to respond to disasters like this from the federal level in case he gets elected.
I'm anxious to go into that space and try to help address forest policy issues and help address water-related issues and help address housing issues. I mean, look at this. Look at this. Of course we're going to have to address housing issues.
Bentz is a lawyer and rancher in Malheur County. His values are typical for many Republicans. He's pro-life, he believes the Affordable Care Act should be replaced, and he sides with President Trump on immigration reform. Locally, he's focused on natural resources. He says there are many challenges with access to water in eastern Oregon. And in 2019, Bentz helped lead the Republican walkout at the state capitol to boycott a cap-and-trade bill to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in Oregon. Now, standing in the ashes of a community that burned down during the hottest September on record, he says climate change should be addressed through innovation and adaptation.
It's getting drier. Summers are longer. Gee, we need to store more water. Gee, we need to work on our water delivery systems. Hey, we better take down some of this fuel that's building up around our cities.
Bentz's campaign has raised over $500,000, according to election filings. His opponent, Democrat Alex Spencer, shows no fundraising from federal records. While her campaign has less money, Spencer argues it's more inclusive.
The major difference between Mr. Walden and myself, and between Mr. Bentz and myself, is that when I hold a town hall, everyone will be invited.
In early September, Spencer spoke to a small crowd of union supporters standing along Main Street in Klamath Falls, where she lived for the past decade.
Labor Day. This day before Labor Day, I'm asking for a job. I'm on a very long, very expensive, very fun job interview.
Spencer is a writer, poet, and performance coach. Her political experience includes working on other campaigns, including those of past Congressional District 2 candidates, Democrats Jamie McLeod Skinner and Roz Mason. Her policies are progressive. She supports universal health care and universal basic income. Like Bentz, she agrees that water is the most important issue locally for Oregon's 2nd District.
We need to make sure that everyone is cared for. We need to make sure that our crops are cared for. We need to make sure our wildlife is cared for. And we need to make sure that everyone has cold, clean, healthy water.
During the union rally, Spencer had driven from the Dalles at the Washington state border to Klamath Falls near the California border. Both are in Congressional District 2. As a region, it's bigger than every state east of the Mississippi, says Jim Moore, a political science professor at Pacific University.
It's a fascinating mix that people kind of look at it and say, oh, it's the Wild West because it's so big. But it's actually people concentrated in the cities.
Cities like Bend, Medford, Pendleton, and Klamath Falls. Since the last census 10 years ago, he says the population of the 2nd district has grown larger than any of the other districts.
There's kind of a misnomer about it because it's so big, they think, oh, nobody lives there. It's like, no, actually, it has more than any other district.
How that population growth could change the outcome of the election is anybody's guess. With Bentz's background in the legislature and Eastern Oregon's conservative history, it'll be an uphill battle for Spencer. But Moore points out, Bentz is 68 years old. That'll make it hard for him to build up the seniority and influence of his predecessor, Greg Walden, who held the seat for more than 2 decades. I'm Eric Newman reporting.